For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Idaho trout is world famous, but more fish of all kinds these days are grown on commercial fish farms, which come with environmental costs. A group called Salmon Safe created a label 2 decades ago to identify farms that ban pesticides and keep fish manure out of waterways. They've just awarded the first-ever Trout Safe certification to a farm outside Ketchum owned by the Nature Conservancy. Neil Crescente is a manager.
It's really important, not just to the health of the species themselves, but also to the economy.
Crescente says many farms are eager to obtain the eco-labeling to attract savvy consumers. The shortage of housing units for rent or sale across the country is close to 4 million. But even existing homes aren't necessarily healthy to live in. The Rural Local Initiative Support Corporation, or Rural LISC, has launched an initiative to improve housing conditions. Xander Brown has more.
Extreme changes in temperature, known as thermal stress, or old paint and carbon monoxide poisoning, are just some of the risks that lead to health issues. Through the Healthy Housing Initiative, 22 rural organizations received $20,000 each to support rehabilitation projects, as well as new construction in their communities. Here's Tim Klont, Director of Housing with Rural ISC.
Housing stock in many rural communities is aging and in need of repair, which can contribute to unhealthy living conditions in many places.
Whether it's pest infestations, structural weaknesses, or other defects, Klont says harmful conditions can have very serious effects on childhood education and learning, on top of the potential stress of relocation.
If a home is not stable, affordable, and healthy enough for a family to stay in, then they're constantly moving.
I'm Xander Brown.
In Oklahoma, work is underway to make it easier for people who want to move to rural areas to find available land. The state's Home Builders Association, along with the Municipal League, have teamed up to create a new database showing what's out there.
It is a good way, I think, to attract developers who don't really know the terrain out in rural America.
Shantaria Charleston is with the Housing Assistance Council, a national nonprofit that supports affordable housing efforts throughout rural America. The database includes other useful details, like the cost of purchase or local utilities.
Lots of times people don't even know who owns land. And so if there is any kind of contention over the property, having this information would be really helpful.
There were 60 listings in the database last month, Charleston says, which could eventually provide some folks with a path towards sustainable home ownership. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.